Ready? Questions for Sam?
Sam, your reaction to Dora?
Surprised. You know, I obviously didn't see this coming. I mean, I was in here yesterday talking to him and, you know, didn't really think anything was different. So, you know, I guess really just very surprised when I found out this morning.
And I have thoughts on Pat. You're obviously familiar with him.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously, you know, I've worked with Pat at several places. You know, obviously, you know, what we did in St. Louis was a little bit different than what we did in Philly. But, you know, I've always enjoyed working with Pat. You know, I think he's a great football mind. You know, and really just looking forward to sitting down and talking to him and trying to figure out, you know, the direction in which we're going to go.
Not to say one's better than the other or anything, but how different could a Pat Shurmur offense be versus a Norv Turner offense?
You know, it's one of those things I think I'd really have to sit down with Penn and talk to him. You know, halfway through the season, I'm not really sure if you can completely change an offense and the terminology for everyone. So, you know, I think we'll find out more today when we go to meetings and, you know, see the game plan for Detroit. But, you know, obviously, you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, no matter what the scheme is, we have to go out there and we have to execute and we have to be better than what we had the past couple weeks.
Is there anything you would suggest to change when you sit down and assess?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, you know, like I just said, I don't think it's the schemes right now. I think it's just execution.
How did you find out, Sam?
My wife actually called me. She had, I guess, got an alert on her phone from one of the media outlets. So, you know, I was pulling into work and found out.
Did you get a chance to talk to Norv?
You know, I haven't. I haven't really been around my phone this morning, but, you know, I plan to call him tonight, you know, and talk to him afterwards.
Sam, even if the terminology is different, I guess in what ways is this offense similar to some of the things you've run with Pat in the past?
What do you mean?
Like, where are the areas of this offense that you noticed similarities between what you guys do now and what you maybe did in Philly or St. Louis? Or what are the areas that he kind of brought to this, do you think?
Yeah, I think some of the tempo stuff where we get on the ball and try to go fast and pick up the pace, you know, obviously that was some carryover from what we did last year in Philadelphia. And then, you know, some of the pass concepts, you know, from St. Louis kind of carried over. So I think there was a fair amount of carryover from, you know, what I've done with Sherm in the past.
I say with execution, not scheme, do you feel, I don't necessarily want to say responsibility, but do you guys kind of feel the way these last two games have gone as part of why Norv may have made this decision?
Yeah.
Sam, just how surprised are you at how things have changed in the last couple of weeks? You were sailing along at 5-0, and now you've suffered two ugly losses and your offensive coordinator's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously, things can change in a minute in this league. You know, it's a week-to-week business. It's a week-to-week league. We know that each week we have to go out there and prove ourselves. You know, you can't take anything for granted. You know, I think this week, you know, we have to get back to doing what we were doing well earlier in the year and get back on track.
Sam, how do you think this will impact the team? What do you think the players' reaction is going to be?
You know, hopefully it'll be positive. Hopefully it'll be something that the guys will rally around. You know, obviously, you know, I love Pat. You know, I'm going to support him. I'm going to give him everything I have. You know, hopefully the guys will feel the same way. But, you know, like I said, I really haven't talked to many of the guys yet. You know, we're just getting in. So, you know, I think today's going to be an important day for us.
Sam, what have you learned over the years from having gone through the experience of being with so many offensive coordinators? What is that? What have you learned from that experience that you can take and maybe use in this situation?
Well, I mean, I've gone through the process before, and so I kind of understand what it'll be like. I'm not sure if I've ever done it midway through a year. You know, but like I said, you know, I think I really need to sit down and talk with Pat, you know, to figure out exactly what the direction of this offense is going to be, how much change there will be, you know, and what that change entails.
Sam, with a trade and then now switching coordinators in the middle of the season, where does this one stack up for you in terms of the most bizarre years you've had in your career?
Probably the most bizarre.
What did Norv do with you before you, once you arrived, to help you get comfortable in the scheme as quickly as you had to be?
Norv was awesome with me, just helping me out, trying to understand, schematically what we were doing in the pass game, where he thought the ball should go versus certain coverages. I really enjoyed working with Norv. Obviously, he's seen a lot of football. He's been around a long time. I think, we all probably learned a lot from Norv. It was great every day just watching the practice tape with him, getting to hear his thoughts about, what went on at practice. I'm very grateful for, the 7 weeks that I got to be with Norv.
Sam, was Norv calling 100% of the plays?
Yes.
You've had two stints, obviously, with Pat before. What's something that illustrates, how close you are to him, your relationship?
Say it again.
What's something that illustrates how close you are to Pat? I mean, over the years, you've had two previous stints with him. And your relationship, you say it's a good relationship.
I mean, it's a great relationship. I don't know what you want me to say about it.
Do you have a lot of the same football philosophies? Do you kind of, always on the same page?
Yeah, I think, obviously, with Pat being the one, who kind of brought me up in this league and coached me as a rookie, I think I learned a lot about the game from Pat. Obviously, I think he had a big influence, early on in my career. And then, obviously, to reunite with him last year, I've always enjoyed working with Pat. I look forward to this opportunity as well.
Sam, what's your level of concern? The number of hits you've taken the last 2 weeks?
It's something that, I'd like to see go down. I don't think it's a positive thing. I don't think it's a good thing. And, I think we got to figure out a way to bring that number down.
How fixable is that? You got the guys you got.
Yeah. We had those same guys for the first 5 weeks, and it wasn't an issue. So, I definitely think it's fixable. It's just a matter, of figuring out what the answers are.
Time for a couple more.
Thanks. All right. Thanks. Thank you guys.